Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's chief economist for the NFIB, one of the top economists on the planet, one of the most highly regarded economists around the country, and certainly the lead voice for small business information with regard to the economy. He's the purveyor of the Small Business Optimism Index. He's been doing that for over 40 years. That's what we're talking about. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. The hiring situation, we've had a couple of good, better months, I guess, haven't we? We've been hiring above replacement.
Right. One of the questions that we ask in our survey every month, you know, is did you increase or decrease the total number of workers for you? So, you know, you might hire and fire, but we don't want to know if the net goes up or
right.
down.
Right.
And then by how many? And so we have had, interestingly enough, six straight months of positive numbers, and the best number in the six was March. So, you know, it's been picking up. So the interesting question for me for a while was, well, why aren't the numbers looking better from the economy's point of view? And of course, then it occurred to me that compared to the 2003 to 2007 period, you know, we lost a couple million firms.
Right.
There are fewer firms out
That's
there
right.
now.
That's right.
So they're hiring, but there aren't as many of them getting the work done. So
no, that's exactly right. And you know, this is something. What you just said is something I predicted back in 2008, whenever everybody was talking about, you know, just wait till all the startups get going and all that sort of thing, and
yeah.
I said, you know what? In 5 years, there won't be all that startup, all those startups, and I said the businesses that will survive will be much fewer, and those companies, though, if they operate properly, they'll actually experience some pretty good profitability. What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, well, that could very well be the case. You certainly were right about there being fewer firms. You're also right about the rate of startups being much lower. So if you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics birth and death numbers, you know, we'll see that the loss rate, the termination rate is way down, and that's below the birth rate, but the birth rate's also way down
mm-hmm.
compared to what it was. So we're not starting firms at nearly the rate that we did, and of course, I guess we're kind of through losing them at an
right.
accelerated rate.
Exactly. Let me ask you a question. What is the number? What is the replacement number? Every month, we have to have a certain number of employees, new employees, net new employees, just to cover the people that are coming into the marketplace. What is that number? You used to say 150. Is it still that?
Yeah, it's around 125, I think.
125. Okay, that's what I heard recently.
Yeah, right.
I used to think it was more like 150, but so
that's
125.
Probably a little high.
125
yeah.
is the number now. Then, so if
yeah.
we,
so the population so keeps the population keeps growing. So if you want to keep the unemployment rate steady, you've got to have at least 125,000 net new jobs because the increased population comes in looking for a job,
and that's just running in place if you do that.
Right, exactly right.
So if we had 175 new jobs last month, for example, that's a 50,000 job net increase.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, right.
That's just not enough, right?
Not enough to, you know, get the unemployment rate really down significantly. And, you know, overall total employment is still below where it was in January of 2008.
Right. By how many?
By around a million.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, what? Those people used to be middle class. The president's worried about the middle class disappearing. You know,
yeah.
he disappeared them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, and those people, when they had a job, they were in the middle class. And if we could get them reemployed and get the economy started,
mm-hmm.
you know, then we'd be much better off. But unfortunately, his concern right now last week has been the fact that he erroneously says that women only earn 77 cents
right.
on every dollar men earn. Well, that even contradicts his own Department
right.
of Labor.
What is the number? What is the better number?
Well, it's, you know, there's not a really good number, but it's around 90 cents.
Yeah.
You know, but
is that taking again, and is the 96 taking into consideration the difference in the way a woman's career goes over a typical woman's career goes over a man's typical man's career with children?
No, that's a good point because the Department of Labor has numbers on that, and if you look at women who don't get married and have children, there's no differential.
Ah.
So
the family situation is really
sure
has a big impact, doesn't it? Yeah, of course.
Sure,
it always does,
and there's nothing we can do about that per se.
That's right. All right, so let's move on down and talk about sales. You know, Bill, I pulled my audience recently, and I asked them what was their number one challenge of their business, and almost 6 out of 10 said we need more business.
Yeah, we could use more business. You know, we ask about sales quarter on quarter. Are the sales trending up or down? And the net percent who say they're trending up right now is -6%, meaning more firms are trending down than up.
Right.
There's just not a lot of strength out there on Main Street. There's a lot of firms who aren't seeing sales improve. And if you look at kind of our 40-year time series, you know, we continue for years, you know, to be abnormal. So we haven't gotten back to 2006 levels yet, even.
As long as the number one concern of small businesses is we need more sales, then that tells you what the economy is doing. We need to get the economy going again, Bill, to the point where the number one concern of small business gets back to taxes and regulations, right?
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
And, of course, health care costs.
That's right.
But that's a big regulation.
No, that's exactly right. That's part of that. Smallbus.org is your website, right, Bill?
That's it.
Smallbus.org. You can find Bill's survey there, all the information there, the summary, which is outstanding. You can read it. You can read the summary in a couple of minutes. And also NFIB.com. Check that out as well. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.